blessing to our lives. Don served on staff there about 7 years with us, and what a blessing. It always has been, always just great person. If you don't know her, get to know her. She's a great person, but served on staff and helped us out at another church for many years, and she was just a blessing to the church and to all of us. Amen. Proverbs 23:7. Guys, I'm going to give you a workout over there this morning, so let's get this up here. You find it. Amen. There you go. For as he thinketh in his heart, or as a man thinks in his heart, as he thinks in his heart, what? So is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. So as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. Hold up your Bibles this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. I want you to turn to three people around you and look them square in the eyes and say, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? Huh? Yes, there you go. Someone said it seemed like a good idea at the time. Yes, right. Have you ever been there? Huh? Seemed like a good idea, but then you think, what was I thinking? Right? You know, so I want to talk. This is one of these messages. You know, we got people out for Mother's Day, but I'm glad you're here, and thank God for you, and blessings to you, and blessings to those that are out visiting their mom and families. But I this is one of these messages you wish everybody could just get, and I hope they go online and they get this, because any problems that we have starts with a thought. Any difficulties we face starts with a thought. And so I want to talk to you a few minutes on thinking right. Thinking right. Right thinking leads to right believing, amen? And right believing leads to a successful life. So everything, listen, do you know that the Bible talks about seed time and harvest time from the very beginning over in Genesis? Every time seed time and harvest time, it's continuing, it's a continual thing. But do you realize that your thoughts are a seed? Your thoughts, even your thoughts are seeds, because your thoughts are sown and they begin something. It can be either good or it can be bad. But God desires us to have God thoughts. Everything starts with a thought. People that are depressed started with a thought. It started with somewhere thinking, oh, I'm so lonely and nobody loves me, and wrong thoughts. Offense starts with a thought. You know, it's not, offense is not focused on God and not focused on someone else. Offense is focused on us. So offense starts with a thought. And so, you know, we want to have thoughts that are God thoughts. Amen? Thoughts can hinder you or propel you. Thoughts can hinder you or propel you. If your thinking isn't clear, neither will your life be clear. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So our thoughts have to line up with what God's word says and declares. A few years ago, there's a popular self-help book that came out and emphasized our thoughts and help us achieve our goals and lead to happiness and success. And it was very popular, and positive thoughts, you know, they do some good. But, you know, it's more than positive thinking. God's word is positive, but it's more than positive thinking. It's God thinking. It's God thinking that causes success in our lives. It's when we think like God thinks that gives us success. But what happens is we allow our mind to come up with a lot of things in the past or thoughts that enter our mind, and then we take them to heart. We take them captive. And so we've got to be so cautious and careful about doing that. So when we use our minds to focus on Jesus and all that he has, amen, then we have expectation of good and not evil. Praise God. More people put too much faith in their own ability to define who they are and what they can do using their own reasoning and intellect instead of placing their identity in Christ through his word. So they depend on their self-efforts to improve their lives. Are you listening to me? To improve their lives and to be a better person. And what happens is they end up getting frustrated and confused when all that falls apart. Well, I can be a better person if I just think positive. I can do this if I just think this way. If I can just, no. Amen? Because, you know, well, I can lose 10 pounds if I think real hard. No. Amen. No, it's more than that. It's more than self-effort. Amen? It's more than self-effort. And people get frustrated because they're not changing. Changing is real easy when our thoughts begin to line up with his thoughts. Change is not hard. Turn to somebody and say, change is not hard. Amen? Hallelujah. If we really want transformation, it simply begins with believing in Jesus Christ. It is that simple. Transformation really begins when we believe in Jesus Christ. Look at John 1:12. Look at John 1:12, a great verse. An act of faith radically can change your identity. An act of faith can radically change your identity. Amen? An act of faith can radically change your identity. John 1:12. But as many as received him, how many have received him? To he gave them the right, the power to become, to change, to children of God and to those who believe in his name. God says, I give you the right, if you believe, I give you the right, the authority, the power to change. How many got some areas of your life you'd like to see changed? Anybody? Amen. Maybe it's healing. Maybe it's just something out of your life that you're thinking, you know, I want to see this change. I want a transformation take place. Well, God is able to do that according to the way you think and believe and what you think and believe about him. As you believe, you need to know your identity has changed. Most people don't know that they have a new identity in Jesus Christ, and they associate their old ways of thinking and not their new ways that God has for them. God has a new way of thinking for us. Amen. We need to get out of the stinking thinking that we came up in. Some of us, we were told all kinds of things. You're never going to amount to nothing. You're never going to be good in life. You're never going to be a success. It's amazing that the curses that people have said over our lives. But what's so cool when you come to Jesus and you know your identity, you know that the curses have been nailed to the cross and God has given you the power to change in his word. Hallelujah. You're no longer the same you that you used to be. There's a new you living in you. Come on, somebody. Say, there's a new you living in you. I dare you to tell somebody that. Amen. You've got a new identity. You're not that person any longer. You're not that old you and the old way you had to do things and the old expectations that you put on yourself. You've got a new you living in you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man, doesn't matter, anyone is able to change. You don't have to stay the same any longer. That is the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Man, I see some of you just getting ready to like, oh yes, amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to stay that way any longer. You don't have to stay in stinking thinking. You don't have to think bad about yourself any longer. You don't have to allow negative thoughts to come into your mind any longer. There's a new you in you. Look what he says. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what? Brand new creation. When you believe, God put a new you in you. It's up to you to discover who that new you in you is. God put it in you, and it's up to you to discover who that new you of you is in you. It's not the old you. You got a new you. You don't have to be hooked on drugs any longer. You don't have to have lust in your life any longer. Come on, somebody. You don't have to be hooked on pornography any longer. God's got a new you in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Brand new you. Well, Pastor, I believe and nothing changed on the outside. No, because you don't understand. It took place on the inside. Your spirit became brand new according to what Jesus is and who Jesus is. Your spirit on the inside of you now is just like Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Full of power, full of grace, full of faith. You're not even trying to get faith. Now you already have faith. You have the faith of Jesus living in you. Old things passed away. Behold, what? All things became new. Where did it become new? It became new in your spirit. Your spirit now is the same as Jesus in you. Wow. The problem is, people haven't changed their thoughts to line up with their new identity. And so they're still responding the old way they used to respond because they don't understand there's a new you in you. And when you find out there's a new you in you, and you find out that you line that new you with you in you up to God's word, amen, and what God's word says about you, then change begins to take place in you, and you see it's effortless when you understand who you are in Christ. Wow. Because, you know, here's the thing, man. People have an identity crisis. They really haven't discovered the new you in you. Therefore, they're still thinking poor. When God says you're rich, when God says you're prospering, when God says you're the head and not the tail, when God says you're above only and not beneath, you know, but they're still thinking, oh, I can barely make it. How are we going to get by this week, Mildred? I don't know. I hope your name's not Mildred. I don't know, Fred. How are we going to do it? I don't know. We just have to rely on God one more time to come through. And God says, you're rich. There's richness and wealth in you. Hallelujah. He says, whatever you put your hand to shall prosper. Hallelujah. He says, I desire above all things that you prosper and be in health. There's a new you in you, but you've been associating with that old pathetic, poor, pitiful thing. Get out of that way of thinking. Start thinking, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. Hallelujah. God's goodness is on my life. God's wisdom is in my mind. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. There's a new you. Some of you still think sick. It's flu season. You think that. Every year you think it. You think it and you get it. Thank you, brother. That's because you changed your way of thinking. You better not think that way, Karis Bible College graduate. Amen. I know you. Amen. Some people say it's allergy season. Oh, my allergies are coming around. Because we haven't lined up our thinking with God's word that says, by his stripes I am healed. And if I am healed, I were healed. And if I were healed, I is healed. Amen. So I am healed. I've got to change my perspective of thinking. When things start to come against my body, I've got to start resisting that because I am the healed resisting sickness, amen. I've got to start resisting that instead of thinking, I'm going to give in to that this time. You know, I know it's just old allergy season coming around. No, we got to change our way of thinking, amen. It should be hunting season and kiss that thought goodbye. Come on, somebody. So we are spiritual beings. We possess a soul, our mind, will, and emotions, and live in a physical body. When we become God's children, our spirits were immediately made perfect as God's spirit. Trouble is, we can't grasp that without changing the way we think about ourselves. Salvation is the only first step of a lifelong transformation process. Studying God's word begins to identify, if we understand that, begins to identify who we are with new attitudes, new beliefs, and new gratitudes. And gradually, we begin to line up to what we have in our spirit. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When I line up my mind to what God says, I'm proving that it is good, that it is acceptable, and that it is His word, His will. Because everybody comes around to me so many times over the years and says, oh, what is God's will for my life? What? You mean it's not to go to China? It's not, well, maybe for you, John, but it's not to go to Zimbabwe or wherever. What is God's will for my life, Pastor? God's will is God's word. And His word is always good. People struggle over the will of God. The will of God should just flow naturally out of your life when you're a believer. You don't have to struggle and get down and pray for hours. What's God's will for my life? God's will for your life is His word. Hallelujah. And out of that, you just flow naturally in the Spirit. Oh. Woo. The world says you can think yourself to success or failure. But the will of God for us is never failure. What? The word of God for you is never failure, but abundant success in all areas of life as we trust Him. What you need to get to understanding is what God thinks about you. And when you think about what God thinks about you, you'll have right thoughts about yourself. Oh, I'd write that down somewhere. That's just a pen of a ready writer right there. What you need to do is get to the place where you understand what God thinks about you, then you'll have right thoughts about yourself. What you need to do is get to the place to understand what God thinks about you, and then you will have right thoughts about yourself. What you need to do, somebody said you got to repeat something 7 times before people get it. What you need to do is to begin to think about what God thinks about you, then you'll have right thoughts about yourself. What does God think about you? Well, Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. What does God think about me? Huh? What does He think? What does God really think about me? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Anybody want to run right here? I feel like running on this, man. This is how God thinks about us every day. Thoughts of peace. Shalom. That's Hebrew there, guys. Shalom. Thoughts of shalom, shalom, nothing lacking, nothing broken. So what God thinks about you today is nothing lacking, nothing broken in your life. God, there's nothing lacking. You have no lack in Jesus Christ, nothing broken in Him, no broken relationships. I'm getting ready to do a marriage today. Divorce should never be considered in your vocabulary if you're a believer. Come on, somebody, say amen. Thank you for that enthusiasm. Do people get divorced? Yes. Is there grace in divorce? Yes. Are you a second-class citizen because you're divorced? No. Not around here. You can even get in ministry here if you're divorced. Isn't that awesome? God's grace is great. Amen. Divorce isn't the worst thing that happens to people. Divorce happens. People are good people. God loves good people. God loves everyone. Amen. But as a married couple, God desires you to stay together. That's God's desire. If it happens, get over yourself and go on. God still loves you and still got a good life for you. Amen. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, He's really preaching the good to you right now. Hallelujah. Nothing, God's thoughts towards me is nothing lacking, nothing broken in my life. No broken relationships, no broken hearts, no broken body, no broken mind. Come on, somebody. Nothing broken in my life, nothing lacking in my life. Just shalom, peace in my life, how wholeness in my life. God says, that's my thoughts towards you, son, my thoughts towards you. So if his thoughts towards me, what, shouldn't that be my thoughts towards myself? Amen. And not of evil. Some of you wake up in the middle of the night thinking of evil. Whoa, what's going to happen to my kids? What's going to happen to my grandkids? What's going to happen to my house? What's going to happen to my finances? What's happening when I get old? Well, it's not evil. It's good. It's not evil. Quit that stinking thinking. Get that. When that thought comes in your mind, you arrest it immediately. You get it out of your mind. We're going to talk about that in a second. But you get it out of there. God got evil for you. Not thoughts of evil. Not thoughts of evil. No thought of evil. But to give you a future and a hope. God's got goodness for us. Hallelujah. So if God's not thinking evil about me, why should I think evil about myself? Why should I allow to think calamity is going to happen in my life and something tragic is going to happen in my life? Why should I think that? A thousand may fall at my side and 10,000, but it shall not come nigh my dwelling. Hallelujah. Amen. Not coming near me. Not coming near my house. Get that out of your mouth. Start saying that. Say it over your kids. Hallelujah. Say it over your car. Say it over your plane. Say it over everything you got. Amen. Say it. Speak it out. Hallelujah. Woo! God's got good thoughts towards us. Hallelujah. Give you a future. Say, God's got a future for you. Say, baby, it's so bright you got to wear shades. God's got a future for you. Amen. Wow. Even the sharpest mind on earth is no match to the mind of God. When we depend on him, we have no limits. We're limited in our own thinking, but when we depend on him and know that we have the thoughts of God, supernatural thoughts in us, hallelujah, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Relying on his mind gives us far better results than relying on our own. Far better results. Man, his thinking is awesome. Praise God. And we allow that mind of Christ. And we understand we have the mind of Christ in us. It gives us far better impact. Amen. When we let him change our mindset, we can experience real life transformation. Amen. Real life transformation. Real power to achieve outcomes. Where Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When we realize that, we see amazing results. Did you know that your thinking directly affects how you feel? Do you know that your thinking directly affects your emotions and how you feel? Hello? And you make decisions most of the time based on your emotions. When you are feeling depressed, sad, or angry, you're more likely to make a bad decision. I shouldn't have hit that car. I know I flipped him the bird, but oh my goodness. He's got a 44 Magnum pointed right at me. Come on, somebody. Give him the sign of the cross next time. Right? So on the other hand, when you spend time with God, seek his wisdom and align your feelings with his word, your emotions will have more of a favorable outcome. Too often people make bad decisions because they're acting on their emotions rather than remaining focused on God's word. The key to getting control over your emotions is strengthening your thought life and recognizing those negative emotions when they come your way. Nobody likes me. That's a negative emotion. It doesn't matter. Turns out I say it doesn't matter. I didn't get a like on Facebook. It doesn't matter. Hello? Besides, you're probably not that important anyway. No. Amen? It doesn't matter. What matters is God's opinion of you. And when you understand God's opinion of you, it doesn't matter whether people really like you or not. You want everybody to like you. Come on, everybody. You want everybody to love you and like you. You want to get along with everybody. But you know what? You're not. Now, everybody's going to like you. Believe it or not, now everybody likes Ken Copeland. Everybody likes Andrew Womack. You can get online and type in Andrew Womack's name. You get all this negative stuff underneath it. And everybody likes Joseph Prince. Can you imagine? Or Creflo Dollar. A lot of negative stuff. But that doesn't impact them and cause them to quit. Just because you may feel like somebody doesn't like you, get a good opinion of yourself and it won't matter. Then you start thinking different. You start thinking, you know what? They might be having a bad day. It was probably that pepperoni pizza they ate last night, and they got up in a bad mood today, and they just haven't been able to take control of their thought life yet, and I'm just praying and believing that they will. You get a total different perspective when you understand God's love for you. Is that my time? Bing! Okay, Lord. Listen to me. Emotions are feelings on the inside trying to move you into a particular direction. It's just emotions. Was that a Bee Gees song? Somebody knew that. Amen. When your thought life is full of doubt, fear, and unbelief, your emotions will reflect your mindset and influence your decisions. Whoa! Okay, just a few more minutes here, guys. Listen to me. When your thought life is full of doubt, fear, and unbelief, your emotions will reflect your mindset and influence your decisions in wrong directions. Negative emotions will cause you to feel powerless. But you don't have to feel that way. You don't have to allow your thought life to even go there. When it starts to go there, jump on it immediately. Get above that thing, amen? Start thinking like God thinks. Start reminding yourself of God's love towards you. The Bible says he's singing over you today. God's singing over us. How majestic is that? Hallelujah. He's singing. He's got such a wonderful thought of you. Amen. Start thinking of yourself, I am the disciple that Jesus loves. Amen. God's favor is on my. Start thinking favor on your life. Start thinking. You say, well, if something doesn't go your way, so that's all right. God's got me. Amen. Praise God. I speak to that situation. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You get up in the morning and have a flat tire, say, thank you, Jesus. You just prevented me from having an accident somewhere. How do you look at it, church? Amen. Praise God. When you're standing in line at Walmart and you're five deep, take the opportunity. Maybe, Lord, you got me here to minister to that person in front of me and in back of me today. You got to start thinking different. Start thinking like God thinks. 2 Corinthians 10:4-6. Let's put this up, and then we're going to put it up in the message here in a second, but put it up in the King James if you guys can, and let's look at this just a moment. 2 Corinthians 10:4-6. Paul writing here, what a powerful, powerful scripture. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds are simply patterns of thinking that have developed in our life that causes us to act a certain way that is negative to the Word of God. Did you get all that? Strongholds are a pattern thinking over a course of time that causes us to act a certain way contrary to God's Word. See, when you start thinking something so long, you start believing it. And when you start believing it, you start acting it. When you start acting it, it becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, it's hard to break. But Paul says it's not impossible to break. Turn to somebody and say, it's not impossible to break. Not carnal, but mighty through God. Back up, back up, back up, back up, back up, back up. To the pulling down of strongholds. We can pull those strongholds down. And the way we pull them down is by changing our thinking to line back up with God's word. And say, oh, I was off in that area. Thank you, Lord. I repent. Repent means to simply change your mind and not go that direction. It's not a 360, it's a 180. Right? 360, you're just going right back around where you're at. It's a 180. It's a reverse of your thinking. Start thinking differently. Turn to somebody and say, I can do it. Turn to somebody, God's given me the power. There's no doubt here. My life can change. In fact, my life is changing. In this area that I have need in, God has given me the grace to change. I am changing. I'm changing for the good. God is working it out for me. He's empowered me, and I confess it over my life. My relationships are changing. My health is changing. My thought life is changing. My attitude is changing. I've got a good outlook. I've got a good perspective. Things are changing in my life for the good, because I know God thinks only good of me. Woo! Glory to God. Amen and amen. I want you to turn to somebody. This is, God, I cannot tell you how important this is. I want you to turn to somebody and say, God has empowered me to change. And turn to somebody else and say, there is nothing too hard for God. No matter what people have said about this situation, no matter what people have said about this situation, no matter what they've spoken over me, I declare that to be changed, amen, and I only take God's good in my life. Woo! Drop on down. Drop on down. Casting down imaginations. That's those thoughts. Imaginations. Things that come up in our mind that are just not of God, not God thoughts, not God's ways. It doesn't mean that you'll never have an evil, bad thought. It just means that you just keep it from staying there. Martin Luther said you can't help a bird flying over your head, but you can prevent him from building a nest there. No nesties in my head. Thank you very much, right? And every high thing that exalts itself against the word, the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. It's Christ's obedience that we bring it into. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Being a guardian over your thought is essential to keeping your emotions in line with the word of God. You got to be a guard over that. You got to set a guard over your mind. Amen. And when it comes in, you just let it go out. Speak that word over it. Amen. So by meditating on the Bible and what it has to say about your life and fill your mind and heart with the thoughts of God, you can root up negative emotions and find the peace of God is there. A mind in agreement with God will actually produce positive emotions that will keep you in His will for all your life. Hello? Amen. Proverbs 4, 20, 24. We're going to try to close with, two more verses. Proverbs 4, 20 through 24. Look at this. Proverbs, this is such, a lot of times we pick this proverb apart, but it's so good. My son, attend to what? Attend. Put your attention, put your focus on my words. Incline thy ear into my sayings. Listen to what I'm saying. Put your focus, put your attention. Incline yourself. Next verse. Listen to all this. Next verse. Amen. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Let that word just be on your mind, in your heart at all times, right? Hallelujah. Next verse. How many like life? Life is good, amen? For they are life. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you are what? Spirit and life. Hallelujah. For those that find them, and health, mental health, physical health, spiritual health, 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 health. God's got health for your mind. Health to all that find them and all their flesh, right? Next verse. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The heart is between your spirit and your soul. Amen. And out of that heart flows issues of life. If you don't want to have any issues, keep your heart. Hallelujah. How do you keep your heart? By focusing on God's word. And you focus on God's word, you won't be having all those issues to deal with. Oh, praise God. Wow. The word says to guard your heart with all diligence because the issues of life flow out of it. Whatever you allow into your spirit will end up overwhelming and overtaking your life. If you let negative emotions take root in your heart, the result will be a negative life, because emotions will lead you away from what God's word has said about you. Well, what do I do, Pastor? I'm glad you asked that. Philippians 4:4. Philippians, this is what we do. This is so simple. Philippians 4:4. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at this. Let's go over the new covenant here and see what we do. Philippians 4:4. Hallelujah. What? What did we do? Now, Paul was in prison at this time. Turn to somebody and say, you're not in prison physically. You can get yourself in prison mentally. There's people that have gotten so allowed fear to dominate their life that they want to go out of their house. Because fear is dominating. Fear is paralyzing. You can be in prison mentally, but God didn't want you there either. God's got freedom for you, and the way you get out, start rejoicing. Rejoice. This whole book is full of joy. Written in prison. Full of joy. Written in prison. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord sometimes. Once in a while. One day out of the year. No, rejoice in the Lord. This is the perspective of your brain. Your brain should be in perpetual gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness today. Thank you, Lord, for your life. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Oh, thank you, Lord, for my house. Thank you, Lord, for my kids. Thank you, Lord, for my dog. What's that cat doing here, Jesus? Oh, I guess I'll give you thanks for that cat. Oh, help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man, it should just be rejoicing. You cannot rejoice and be depressed at the same time. It is impossible. Again, I say rejoice. Look what he says. Let your moderation, your forbearance, your calmness, your graciousness be known unto all men. Well, how can I do that? Because the Lord's right here. He's not far away. He's right here. Hallelujah. Oh, look at this. Go on, next verse. Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, the Bible says. Be anxious. Don't worry. Be happy. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Be happy. La, da, da. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Just pray. Thank you, Lord. You already provided that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray as believers. We don't pray from a beggar's mentality. We pray from an attitude of gratitude mentality. Because when you know you already got it, you're just thankful for it. Yeah. Amen? So that's what Paul says. With thanksgiving. Thank God I have it. If I have it, I've got it. Thank you, Jesus. Right? Y'all still with me here? Hang on a few more minutes. Which passes, even when you're going through it at times, you got peace. You got peace. And people can see that peace. Your life's not shook up, not shaken up, not tossed about. No, you're in peace with God. Amen. Shall keep your, you want your heart and mind to be kept through Jesus Christ? That's what we do. Look at this. Next verse. Finally, brethren. This, see, I told you I was going to end, right? Finally, brethren and sisters. Whatsoever things are, Jesus. Whatsoever things are, Jesus. Whatsoever things are, Jesus. Whatsoever things are, Jesus. Whatsoever things are, and my wife. Whatsoever things are of what? Of what? You gotta have that clear perspective of who God is. That he's not a bad God, not a mad God, not an out to get you God, but a good God. Whatever, good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, and if not, don't think about it. Oh, you guys are smart. Amen. You guys are, turn to somebody and say, you're so smart. Amen. Wow. If it's negative, if it's not on God's word, if it's not lining up with God's word, what do? I don't think about it. I don't even give it a second thought. Stand with me this morning. Amen. Woo, you are love, love, love. Turn to somebody and say, did you feed on the Lamb today? Did you feed on Jesus today? Did you feed on Him today? Isn't He good? Praise God, He is so good. Have you just fed on the Lamb? Have you just been to His table this day and realized, wow, His meat is good today? Hallelujah, His joy is rich. His household is filled with joy. His love for me is just overflowing. Amen, praise God. He is so good to me, praise the Lord. My cup runneth over, hallelujah, because of the goodness of God today. Raise your hands this morning. Father, we thank You today for the Word of God. We thank You, Lord, that we think good thoughts. Say it with Pastor, my thoughts are good thoughts because God's only good all the time. Thank You, Lord. I take that mind of Christ. You've given me the power to change. Things are changing in my life. Things are changing. I will not be the same. Every day, I'm changing to be more like Your Word. What Your Word says about me, that's who I am. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give somebody a high five. Tell them they're blessed today. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, we do have prayer partners around. They'll be glad to agree with you this morning. Guys, if you just want to come up here a second, if you want to stick around and need some prayer, they'll be glad to pray for you. Amen.